And welcome back to In Focus, Brady Bowman. And on this Monday morning, for Kathy Dawes, 9:23, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 75-537-1350. And I am now joined by Melissa Kirkwood with the Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department. Melissa, welcome.
Good morning.
All right, lots of things going on in the department.
July is actually a national month to recognize Parks and Recreation. Of course, during the summer, we're always busy with different activities, whether it's swimming lessons or, you know, ball teams or our dance programs or theater programs. So it's a very busy time for us always. But nationally, we like to be able to recognize all that we do in the area of Parks and Recreation. So we have lots of activities planned for the month of July to get everybody involved, no matter what you recreate. We've got a social media contest that we're kicking off this week. It will be entitled Share Your Summer, and it's pretty simple. We're just asking people to like our Facebook page, share a picture of things that you do in the summer through Parks and Recreation. That may be just walking a trail, or maybe, like you said, in a swimming lesson, or be at the ballpark, or, you know, have a birthday party at the shelter. We'd love to see how Manhattan is out there enjoying our facilities. We know that they are. It's just we are also going to be giving awards out each week at Arts in the Park for the pictures that come in. So we just encourage you to share your pictures on our Facebook page and like us, and we'll be awarding little prize packs each week at Arts in the Park. So we want you to share your summer with us socially, and then we're doing lots of things surrounding community activities throughout the month of July. As I said, Arts in the Park still going on through July. Every Friday night at the Larry Norville Band Shop at City Park, free concert. The concerts begin at 8 p.m., but people generally are starting to arrive by 6:30 or 7 to get a good seat. So lots of acts that are very entertaining for the entire family, so we encourage people to continue to come out for Arts in the Park. And we will also be doing some things that are semi-unique to Parks and Recreation throughout the month of July as well. This week also, we'll be launching a tree tour on social media to showcase some of the different trees and different things that we have throughout all of our parks. So we'll be highlighting and educating the public about that. And Jay David, in our forestry department, is willing to give people actual tours, but that takes quite a bit of time. And he is more than willing to actually give people tours of our different trees, but we'll be posting that information on our Facebook page so people can be a little bit more educated about all the different varieties of things that we have in our parks. Additionally, we will be doing a proclamation to recognize Parks and Recreation Month.
Lansing Trade Group, proud market partners with Kansas Farm and Ranch Radio. Find out more at LansingTradeGroup.com. The risk of loss of trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated, is not indicative of future results. Lansing Trade Group has no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades.
Recreation Department.
This is Eric looking Stone at Street. The Share Your Summer contest. You know, is that just strictly through Facebook when you're talking social media? Or?
In March,
it is
Kansas
through
ranchers
Facebook
lost
that we have
homes,
different
thousands of cattle from the largest wildfires in the state's history.
So, okay. Yep.
Good filters on Instagram.
Yeah.
It has a good camera on that. We have a caller. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Ranchers are beginning to rebuild. Are they stopping doing the fireworks that they used to do?
To build back herds,
we are, just because there are other activities that surround our communities
today,
that we have found that many people participate in, and we want it to be successful
to
for all of our surrounding communities. So that is something that we have chosen not to continue
tax
at this
deductible.
Time.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks for calling.
This
again, if anybody has any questions,
and the Kansas
give us a
Livestock
call
Association.
At 75-537-1350. And that is
recent.
Like, it is recent. A couple of years, I think, right?
You know, things have just grown so much. And speaking of fireworks, though, there are many people that do their own local fireworks and different things like that. And the T. Russell Animal Shelter is part of Parks and Recreation. And just wanted to put a reminder out there to all the pet owners, that we know that this is kind of a startling event, to say the least, for a lot of our pets. So as fireworks are being enjoyed through this season, just to make sure that your pets are in a secure location, and that is something that we see an increase in, especially this week due to, you know, firework activity. We see a lot of animals get startled and unfortunately run off, and our shelter gets a little bit full this week, especially. So if you have experienced something like that, we encourage you to give the animal shelter a call, because we may have your pet. But we do encourage those with pets to please, you know, take precautions to have your pets inside. And I know it's a, you know, we want to enjoy it all, but we're there to help, you know, alleviate that problem when it arises too.
And probably this year with the fourth being on a Tuesday, most people started off their celebrations. They started like last Thursday or Friday night, so it's almost, it's kind of felt like a 5-day sort of fireworks extravaganza.
Right, and you know, it's funny how pets could be alerted to that very significantly. And you know, I know that I have personally, I have pets, and it's definitely like awareness is aware in the household when it's an elongated time period when people can start to, you know, shoot off those fireworks. And we also encourage people, just as a city, to be follow the rules and to be safe. You know, unfortunately, sometimes that's when accidents occur.
And as many of you know, I love my home state of
Kansas. Give the, if you do have an animal that has, you know, unfortunately run off due to being scared, you can always reach out to our animal shelter, the Key Russell Animal Shelter, at 587-2783, to see if that's where your pet may have ended up. So, but just take precautionary measures, and we want you to enjoy 4th of July as well. Actually, on the 4th of July at 6:30 p.m., we will be having the municipal band will be having a concert at the band shelter. If you can't make it over to Wimigo or any of our other surrounding areas for their celebrations, we encourage you to come down to City Park at the band shelter. That concert will begin at 6:30 p.m. So, and I believe they have 13 members that they'll be presenting. So it's going to be a fairly, you know,
it's time for a check of the markets with Lansing Trade Group on Kansas Farm and Ranch Radio.
So please come down and enjoy that. And we've got lots of other things that are going on in July for us too, as far as recreation. We have for the third year, we will be hosting an event, the Little Apple Paddle. The Little Apple Paddle is a paddle event on the Kansas River with canoes or kayaks. It has grown so significantly in the 3 years. First year, we had a little under 100 participants. Last year, we had over 200 participants. And right now, we are slated to have over almost, we're at 270 right now. And getting calls still. This morning, we were getting calls. We anticipate we probably will have about 300 people out on the river on July 15th. It's a guided paddle that will start here in Manhattan and go to St. George. And then we will bus you back to your start location. It's definitely something we've seen that this community enjoys and loves. And if you aren't accustomed to doing that on the road, to doing that activity, that this is the place for you to learn. Unfortunately, all of our rentals are taken up, all of the canoes and kayaks that we team up with MWR and with Tuttle Creek State Lake, and we team up with everyone to try to have rentals available. But at this point, all of them are rented. But you can still bring your own vessel. If you've got a canoe or kayak and would like to participate, we provide you that guided experience, and we do a little lunch at the end. And it's just literally something that we've just seen just explode with activity, and it's a great
family
activity.
That
sounds really fun. I've been on a few of those type of boat trips before, and always a good time.
Yeah, and you know, it's really, it's about a little over a half day activity, and it's something that, like I said, the entire family can enjoy. So we'll be continuing that on, and we'd like to be able to do one. I think we're going to be doing one in October that will be a glow paddle, which will be a little bit more in the evening, so, and probably a little less hot. But that's just some of the things that we'll be doing, along with Additional activities we'll be doing in July also include some of our departments, like the Flint Hills Discovery Center. They will be having the National Day of the Cowboy on July 22nd, which is a day full of activities to celebrate the Western lifestyle and cowboy. And we'll have hands-on activities for the entire family at the Discovery Center. It will be regular admission rates, but there'll be 101 activities going on that day as well. July 21st, we will be having a free family fun night at Arts in the Park. It'll be before Arts in the Park. Arts in the Park. We will have a hot dog feed for the entire family. Again, free. That's with our partners at Hy-Vee. We will be having all sorts of water kind of activities. We'll have water balloon fights and water gun challenge, and then we'll also be doing some yard games. We want it to be kind of like a picnic atmosphere, but we're also providing lots of hands-on activities during that day, too.
Sounds great. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about any favorite fireworks memory. We shared a lot of them this morning.
Yeah.
I got burnt down our father-son tree that we planted. And that was a great explanation when they got back from vacation when they first saw that. Brady, what's up with the tree? Oh, about that.
Oh, that tree. Well,
yeah, which is still standing.
Well,
looks fine.
You know, that's. I'll have to remind Jay David of that in the tree tours. That trees do the everlasting life of a tree, even with fireworks.
It's kind of like a bad haircut sometimes. It will grow back.
Yeah, with me, I think fireworks were always, I loved enjoying them in a big sense, but I still remember as a very small child that it's the sparklers and the little snakes that you do on the driveway, you know? Like, I think we couldn't pile those any higher. We just kept doing them and doing them, and smoke bombs were also a big thing in our childhood as well. But no lighting, we had no big fire incidents with, but I had sisters, so maybe that was it.
No close calls.
No close calls, but you know, 4th of July is a great time to have families together. We really encourage you to go out and enjoy that time, but also be safe. And we also do want to encourage that fireworks
don't
guarantee
that
the advice given will result in profitable
trade. I was just about to ask about that.
It's not allowed in our parks, but please go enjoy and picnic in the park and get your families together, but fireworks are not
allowed. Kansas ranchers lost homes, equipment.
You'll have to find other areas to do that in, which I know that there are several areas in there.
Imagine losing all you have in a fire.
But
not just your house.
We want you to go out and enjoy that time with family. And if
ranchers
are beginning
to
rebuild, but
it will
take
years,
you can come to the animal shelter to see if you could reclaim that pet, or if you can't get to a fireworks ceremony or fireworks celebration and you want to enjoy some music, come down to City Park tomorrow night. We'll have some great music at the band shell with the municipal band, and then we'll be doing concerts all of July.
Your donation is tax deductible.
And the weather's been pretty good so far.
So far, so good. I'm just so thankful. We've had some things that have delayed throughout the summer. Maybe a storm less energy, but
with
really,
Lansing Trade Group on Kansas Farm and Ranch Radio.
So good morning, this is Tyler only Kyle with seems like just a handful of days so far, at least, you know, knock on wood, that have been in that 100 degree sort of
I think that's on its way.
Soybeans are anywhere from 20 do we have a call? We do. All right, caller, you are on In Focus.
Yeah, when you mentioned family get-togethers, there's a tradition that's been going on for years on the 4th of July. The Kiwanis Club has a pancake feed at Potter Falls, 7:30 to 11, and there's 400 or 500 people that come out to it, so it's a big community event, and so we just mentioned that as another tradition in Manhattan area.
All right.
That makes me hungry right now. But that's a great way to celebrate community when community groups like our Kiwanis group do get together and have pancake feeds. We do want people to come out and enjoy all of our different parks, and I believe they are doing that one in Potter Hall at SECO. We won't be having games going on in SECO on the 4th of July, so you can go out and practice, you know, which we actually see a lot of. And, you know, our fields this summer, we've been really pretty lucky, too. Of course, out at Annenberg with our new turf, that has just increased our playability so, so much, and we're very, very thankful for that. Seco, you know, when that rain comes, it comes, and unfortunately does, you know, delay some of our play, but we try to get out there and take care of it as soon as possible. You know, we've been working a lot with that, with Parks and Recreation the last several years. And those, some people in the community may be aware, we do have an initiative out there for a sales tax question in November that directly relates to Parks and Recreation and our trail system. And it's to improve the quality of life at our parks, specifically Seco, to improve the field structure there and also indoor facilities. We are looking at, we are proposing to create two indoor facilities to have recreation take place, and that will be located at Anthony Middle School and Eisenhower Middle School, and it's a partnership that we're doing with the school district as well. So we're just always trying to create a way to have people have recreation possible.
Well, as a member of the K-Rock Hustle Gang, we definitely appreciate the quality of fields at Annenberg Park. Unfortunately, I had the bases loaded last night. Two outs, a chance with a walk-off win, and I just couldn't do it. My offense wasn't there last night.
Oh, you know, you win some and you lose some. But, you know, the good thing is that you're getting out there and you're able to play. And, you know, that's what we want. We want it to be a fun thing for everyone. And additionally, at the very end of the month, whether you're a grown-up or a youth, we will be having treats for teens.
It's time for a check of the markets with Lansing Trade Group on Kansas Farm and Ranch Radio.
If you wear your uniform, your uniform will be providing treats that night just before Arts in the Park for all the people who do participate in our recreation activities, and because we think it's important for you to continue to participate, you know, young men.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in. So much going on in Manhattan Parks and Rec. Get out there, folks. Get active. And enjoy.
All right. Thank you, Brady.
All right. We'll have more on In Focus after this.
And as we look at the Minneapolis contract, it's another 33 cents higher. So we continue to see headlines. The 15-day forecast, 15 to 20-day forecast, has a lot of heat in it across the Midwest. There's a lot of issues forming in the Dakotas and down in Nebraska. There's a lot more talk of regional droughts, and the reality is we also have a